Proclamation number 5126 of 7th of May, 1951. Need of the last time. Many will still be recalled. You only have a short time left for salvation, and if you do not make full use of it, you will be destined for a dreadful fate. But I take care of the weak and undecided and help them to escape this adversity. Many souls will still leave their bodies before the last end comes because they would be incapable of offering resistance in the last battle of faith and yet shall not sink into the abyss either, i.e., they shall not belong to those who offer me harsh resistance. I will still undertake a great cleansing action beforehand where many more souls will be purified or rendered harmless for further activity in order to prevent their complete apostasy, because I recognize their state of soul and do not spoil what is still suitable for improvement in the beyond. The time is only a short and will be very difficult for all people except those who have devoted themselves to my adversary and are earthly supported by him in every way because they sold their souls to him. Yet I point out this time of adversity to you, and when it comes you should remember these announcements and draw strength and courage from them, because at the same time I also promise you safe protection and salvation who want to belong to me. People can only kill your body, they can only harm you earthly but they cannot harm your soul, and if I also promise you protection for your bodily life, if I assure you of my help in every adversity, then you can expect what is coming without worry, you can let all events approach you with firm confidence. I will always find a way out, even if no earthly help seems possible. For I am the Lord over life and death, I am the Lord over creation and over the kingdom of light and also of darkness. Nothing can happen without my will and my permission. But what happens is only for your and your fellow human beings' salvation. It is still quiet and you humans don't believe that you are facing great events. You humans don't want to believe that completely different living conditions will arise and that you will have to muster much strength and trust in order to meet all demands made on you by hostile forces on my part. But it will come to pass as it is written. The great tribulation will pass over the earth and you will realize that you live in the end time where you will have to prove yourselves. But you will always find one who is willing to help you. And if you believe in this one and appeal to him with a childlike heart you will emerge from every danger unscathed, for I will come when the adversity is greatest and save you. And all adversity will come to an end. For now the final separation of spirits will take place. And thus you will no longer be able to be afflicted and live a blissful life in paradise on the new earth. Amen.